feed us the word today. We know he's putting time and energy into this. Let us have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a mind to take in the words that he's going to share with us. We pray that your anointing over him, Lord God, and that we just walk away different people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, so when Bob came to me a few months ago, said he wanted me to teach on, well, when the Godfather comes to you, you can't say no. He made me an offer. I couldn't refuse. But I prayed about what God had wanted me to teach on, and what I came up with, what I felt the Holy Spirit wanted me to teach was making God's desire our desire. And as I was doing this, I got the Kenny O'Rourke anointing, and God gave me a song, and I wanted to start off with a song. It's a worship song just to kind of set the tone for the morning from one of my favorite artists here. Here we go.
Fire, you burn away my desire for anything that is not of you and is of me, as I want more of you and less of me. Fire, burn away my desire, for anything that is not of you, and is of me, as I want more of you, and less of me. That is not of you, it is of me, 'cause I want more of you and less of me, yeah. Oh, empty me, yeah. I want more of you, Jesus.
Good to have you back, Eric and Jason. They're a long time coming here. They've been gone for a while, out of state and whatnot. So what a blessing that is. Speaking of out of state, got my handsome son and his lovely wife here. That's Evan and Daniela. They are looking to move here. Evan went on some job interviews. He's got some more coming up. So I'm excited about that. Amen? So like I said, the title God gave me was Making God's Desire Our Desire. And I got a question. Are we satisfied with where we're at in our walk with the Lord? I know I'm not. And like the song says, I want more of you, Jesus. Let's take a minute and just ponder that, just quietly. Amen. Well, guess what? God wants more of you, too. And I'm not talking about doing works, this or that. I'm talking about your heart. You know, Jesus said where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. Amen? Well, God wants the best for us more than we want for ourselves. Even, you know, we want the best for ourselves, right? Amen? He wants it even that much more. How many of us who have kids want the best for our kids? I want to see my kids do way better than I ever did. You know, and that just doesn't mean financially or emotionally. That means spiritually too, in particularly spiritually. You know, can we get, the song says, you know, let's burn away our desire for anything that is not from Him. And I challenge you today to get along with God in your prayer time. Say, God, you know, anything in my life that's not of you, that's not healthy, take that away from me, God. And He will. And He'll replace that. He'll replace that with something way better. Amen? To make God's desire our desire first, we must know what His desire is. Right? Because if you haven't figured it out by now, His plan for your life will bring you more joy than you could ever imagine. God is, what's the scripture, Kim? Exceedingly abundantly able to do more than ever you could hope or ask for, right? We got a memory verse today. I want everybody to memorize this verse. Evan, do you have it memorized?
Yeah.
All right, close your eyes. Jeremiah 29:13. What is it? Who's got my mic?
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13.
Amen.
Tattooed on my arm.
Yeah. Rolf, he's got a tattoo on there. So, you know, a little cheat sheet. You know, when you go on to take a test, you write on your arm when you did in high school. Well, he's got the tattoo on his forearm. I didn't even know they were going to be in town when I put this together. And God already gave me that verse. Question, are we seeking God with all our heart to find out what His will and His plan is for our life? Or, like a lot of people, are we just satisfied to show up on Sunday morning, sing a few songs, listen to the pastor preach, throw a couple bucks in the offering, and go on our merry way? You know, I've met a lot of people over the years, worked with or just met them, and, oh, I go to church every Sunday. I'm like, well, good for you, but Monday through Saturday, you're the devil's child, because you do it, right? You know? Is it impacting your life? Is it, you know? Amen? It's okay to say to God, or perhaps sing it, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Now, those of you that are a little older, Bob, you might not understand, but... So what do you think God's reply would be? Who knows that song? Who? Michelle? Go ahead. What would God say to this? If I say, God, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
He wants all of us.
No.
Like, completely devoted to us.
No.
That was not a bad answer, Michelle.
Actually, that's a good answer. But in the song, God would be singing, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Amen? Spice Girls, okay? Come on. All right, we're going to kick it old school. Old Testament. Pastor Don's not here. If you ask God, God, what do you want from me? You think he's going to leave you hanging out to dry? If your kids come to you and say, Dad, Mom, what would you like me to do? Well, I want you to clean the room, go cut the grass, shovel the snow, you know. They're not going to say, go eat all the junk food in the world and just veg and watch TV the rest of your life, like we like to do. Micah 6:8, God, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's actually in a song, too, by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Just a little side note. So this is what God requires of you. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. You remember, wherever we go, whether you're in the factory like Sammy, the school like Dan, the company like Ed, you know, as Christians, we're representing the King of Kings, amen. Right? We're King's kids. Amen. So wherever we go, boy, we better be a representative of that. You know, you can't act one way in church on Sunday and then another way around these guys. People are looking for something tangible, something real. Amen? I mean, they could go hang around all their worldly friends and see the same thing, you know. But one of the biggest compliments I ever had is somebody said to me, man, Brian, you're different. You're not like, you know, some of these other people I know that go to church, you know. I said, well, church doesn't make you a Christian. I said, I could sit in my garage all day long. I'm not going to turn into a car, right? A Corvette, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, here we go with the New Testament. Jesus here speaking, so we better listen up. Pastor Don, you missed my Old Testament scripture. That was just for you. Hold on. Micah 6:8. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Yes. Amen.
You walk humbly with Brian, you know that.
Yes. So now we go to the next slide here. And this is Jesus. Now remember, when he's speaking here to his disciples, this was the night before he's going to be crucified. So that's important stuff right here. Last words, people's last words coming up. He tells them this. Jesus says here, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So that's another desire of God, right? Is for us to love one another. Last week, I'm in Bob's class, and he pulls this scripture out of the air that I'm about to say. So just a coincidence, Bob, that this was already in my teaching. You know, you feel good when you're putting a lesson together. You're like, Lord, am I in tune with your spirit? Am I teaching what you want? Right. And Bob says the exact scripture that you're going to read. Dan, how about we have Bob read this since he read it last week? So he should have it memorized, right?
Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
And that was that's that is tough. Because a lot of times we get anger towards someone. Like, I might offend Fred. Fred might go home and tell... Because I got that. And Fred might go home and say... Fred might be telling his wife, you know what, Esther? I can't stand that Brian. I can't stand him.
Just one time.
And then Esther will say... I want to tell you right now, I've been happily married 24 years, but I'll tell you what, there's times when I believe my wife can't stand me. I'm just saying. Now, I've never had that feeling toward her. But why is it? I'm going to ask a question. All right. Don't give her the mic. Oh. Watch your step. All right. Why is it we can get mad at our spouses or kids 10 minutes later, 15 minutes, a day later, we're fine, right? Well, how come in the church we get mad at somebody, we hold it for 6 months? Oh, I'm just going to leave. They offended me. Dude, you stick around anywhere long enough, you're going to offend every single person. Right, Pastor Don? You know, it's not just our flesh, though, you know, that's rubbing against each other, you know. But don't forget, that enemy comes right in between you. What does Sammy say? What? What does he know anyway?
You need a shower.
Wait. I was thinking if I used his man bun to put it on my bald spot. Be good there. But if you find yourself having hatred towards someone else, this is the hardest thing to do. Pray for them. Now that we've checked that box of making sure we love others, other believers, what about everyday non-Christians surrounding us? How about our coworkers, neighbors, friends, relatives? Well, we don't have to love them, right? Because it says you got to love your brother and sister. But right, Ed? We don't have to love people around us. False. All right. Pop quiz time. All right. I want a youngster. Emily, please tell me you know this scripture. Please. Donovan?
Kind of.
Go ahead.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever loves him,
whoever believes in him,
will have everlasting life.
Amen. And never perish, right? Give her a hand. Senior youth. You see that at the football games, they hold that sign up, right? All the time. So who's saved here and on their way to heaven? Who's asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of their life? Huh? And forgive their sins and say, Lord, you got me the rest of your life. Well, that's good. But if we want God's desire to be our desire, then we better care about those around us that aren't. Right? And they're doomed. I hope Jesus returns today, brother. You know, have you ever heard that? I had a friend. I'm tired of hearing it. He's going to return one day when you die, and you're going to see him. But I had a friend, he remortgaged his house. He went into all this debt. He filed bankruptcy because the Lord was returning, so it don't matter. So he just went. Now he's like bankrupt. He's got no two nickels to rub together. And I don't know about you. I don't want the Lord to return today because I got family members that ain't saved. I got co-workers, I got neighbors, they don't know the Lord. But I'm going to be all rejoicing up in heaven and they're on their way to hell. That's why I love this scripture right here in 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Thank God he was patient with me, because there was a time in my life, a long time, I wasn't serving God. I'm like, well, I hope you don't return today because I'm, you know. Amen? Evangelist Craig Fosler, I don't know if many of you remember him. He came in the evangelist, and me and Ed, we love that guy. his preaching, we just, and his enthusiasm for the unsaved. He prayed the following prayer every day. Lord, break my heart for what breaks yours. Lord, let me see others through your eyes. You know, the lost, the people that are doomed, you know, to destruction, and those that don't know you, Lord. Now, this is not God's desire to have ugly feet. I know you just ate breakfast. So this is not God's desire, but the opposite. God's desire is for us to have beautiful feet. Right? God wants us to have beautiful feet. How do I know this? Because the Bible tells me so. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one who they have not heard? Or how can they not hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. So I know my wife and kids like to make fun of my feet, but I have beautiful feet when I'm preaching the good news to others. Amen? Right, Dan?
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. Dan always encourages me. Like, him and Sammy have that gift of evangelism, and they fire me up when they tell me stories of others they've ministered. It fires us up. Don't you like hearing about, you know, people, you with Mark at work, you know, Eddie? Dan.
It's just one of the things that I often use, and I encourage other people to, is that when people are unbelieving, they can doubt the word, they can doubt scripture, but they cannot doubt your stories. And when you share them, it opens eyes. And many of us who don't share the stories and some of the miracles in our lives are not doing a great service to complement the word and some of the blessings in our lives. Really, it speaks high of how the Lord moves.
Amen. Another desire that God has for us is for us to be merciful. And us married men, we're glad our wives are merciful, right, Ed? In Matthew 9:13, Jesus talking here, he said, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Amen? And I had a little commentary here. Okay, Jesus here, he's talking to the Pharisees, and they depended on all their good deeds, you know, and their traditions and their laws that were going to save them. Oh, if I go to church, I'm going to, you know, God's going to love me more. If I do this, if I help an old lady across the street, you know, they didn't care about the love for the Lord, having love for God in their hearts or anything like that. And they didn't have mercy on other people either. Amen? They were sticklers. Okay. But sometimes I need to ask myself, the guy says here, am I more like a Pharisee or am I more like Jesus? It can be so easy to forget that we too were sinners, and if not for Christ's mercies, we would be lost and going to hell. Thankfully, Jesus came for us. It's so easy for me to want to make God into a checklist that I might complete and rules I must follow. Greg, you must read 3 chapters of the Bible a day. You must pray 30 minutes. You must share the gospel with so many people a week and read a daily devotion. If you do this, you will be right with God. No! Even though they helped him a little bit, he said, sometimes he found himself reading and praying out of guilt. God wants you to pray to him because he loves you. And you know, if you don't love God where you think you should, it's okay to pray this, because I prayed this. Lord, help me to love you where I should. I don't. Man, I don't always think of you first. I always think of me first. Help me to think of you first, God. You know, you, Jesus, others, and you. That was Christy's mom's church. It was called Joy Christian Community Church. And it was Jesus, others, and you. Amen? God's desire is for us to be a love verb. What's a verb? A verb is an action word, right? You could walk around church all day and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and don't do anything. In fact, we had somebody here like that a while back. What happened to him? He left. He wanted us to do for him. He didn't want to do for us, but anyway, that's a different story. We still love him. We still pray for him. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need.
practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud to associate with people of low position. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. And if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave rooms for God's wrath, for it is written, "I is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord." On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Amen. I'm going to close with this. Last night, my wife and I do a little daily reading devotional. And Dan, we want to hand my wife the mic. This was coincidentally, we had already done yesterday's. I didn't realize we skipped a day ahead. I said, "Oh, well, let me see what Sunday, what devotional God has for us for Sunday." Can you what is that? Is it
Colossians 3:12-17?
I already have my lesson written out. So I'm like, I think God's trying to say something, at least to me. Go ahead, Christy, read it. And we'll close with this.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen. Give her a hand. All right. Dan, you want to pick someone to close?
Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for Brian for taking time and seeking your word and seeking you, Lord. And I pray that we all continue to seek you, Lord, diligently, Lord. And we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you that we're here. And let's get ready to praise our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emma.